Congrats. Boy, hard fought win, Coach. It really went down to the wire.
Yeah, you know, I think both teams competed well. I don't think either team played very well. You can kind of tell a little odd, maybe not wanting to be in third after last night's games. And I felt like we controlled the game. We just gave up some costly buckets, and we didn't convert very well. And up until Cooper's free throws, I think we were 1 of 8, you know. So we'll take it how we got it. It was ugly, but it was a good win.
No question about it. Needed this one after what happened last night a little bit. This will get you kick-started a little bit more now.
It is, and that's kind of what we talked about this morning. I talked about it with the kids, that this game might be a mirror image of how the rest of the season is. I hope not in the terms of how games finish, because those aren't always the most fun. But I think that this is giving confidence, you know, being 14-4 going into next week. We're sitting in a good spot, and you know, we can't let what happened last night determine the rest of our season. We've got to overcome it. Yeah, there's always, you know, either you lose or you have learning opportunities, and hopefully our kids use those as learning opportunities. The tie was pretty good, you know. Obviously, you were there last time we played them. We struggled mightily against 1-3-1, and the little bit they ran a 1-3-1 tonight, we did a good job. You can tell we had practiced it, and the kids applied everything we were supposed to. And we're running a little bit of a matchup zone that we saw last night, and that's the first time we had seen it. And a matchup zone, they're not too hard to beat, but when you don't prepare for them, they're pretty tricky. And we didn't really have any time to prepare for it, so we just did a couple different actions, kind of a combo of man and zone. And you know, our kudo to our guys, they found a way to make it work. And you know, you kind of put it at disadvantage when you don't have time to work at it. But right, we found a way, and you know, pretty proud of them.
Big ball games coming up. You got a nice week of practice. Friday, a typical Friday Saturday week for you coming up.
Yeah, we'll give them Monday off. This is such a long week. We've had so many 3-game days this year, and we're kind of starting to get to that point in the season where practice isn't as long. And maybe if you can find time to give them a day off, you need to do that, because you know, the mental rest is just as important as the physical rest. And we got a long week. We've got Ogallala at home on Friday, and we obviously have things we got to work on for them. But then we got a hard road trip going 4 hours out to Alliance, and that's going to be tough. Alliance is playing some good ball. They can play with anybody, and so it's a tough stretch, but we're getting towards the end.